Diaive agus falte rov galair. My name is Abby, and you're very welcome to my Celtic Corner, where each episode I'll bring you to a faraway land called Ireland. We'll hear about incredible Irish myths and legends, beautiful musical instruments, traditional Irish songs, and maybe even learn some of the Irish language too. Today, we're going to learn about St. Patrick, some Irish phrases that you can use this St. Patrick's Day, and a beautiful Irish song called Wild Mountain Time. On St. Patrick's Day, you might see people wear the colour green in celebration of the Irish culture. Some places even go so far as to dye things green, like the city of Chicago that dyes their river green, or McDonald's who celebrate the holiday with a green milkshake. Yummy! We use the colour green to celebrate Ireland for a number of reasons. One of them being because the Irish flag is made up of three colours, green, white, and gold. Another reason is, if you ever visit Ireland, you will see that the land is very green, with lots of trees, grass, and plants that thrive in the environment due to the large amount of rain the country receives. So if you ever visit Ireland, make sure to bring your raincoat and wellies just in case. In Ireland, we know the story of St. Patrick, and the way I've been told, it goes something like this. Many, many, many years ago, in the 5th century, there was a man called Mac Wyn Sucket who lived in Wales, a country just across the sea from Ireland. He was brought to Ireland to work as a shepherd, where he looked after the sheep and pigs on a hill called Slievemas in County Antrim. He stayed there for many years and lived a very lonely life, so he spent most of his time praying. He got back to Wales, where he decided to become a priest, so off he went to study in a monastery in France. He wanted to return to Ireland, but he knew that the people there didn't know what he had learned, so he decided that he'd be the one to teach the people of Ireland. He quickly spread the word of this new religion throughout the country, and he became known as St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland. And so, every year on the 17th of March, Irish people all over the world celebrate St. Patrick, and it has become somewhat of a national holiday for Irish people as they celebrate what it is to be Irish. So many things make Ireland special. The stories, the music, the people, and even the language. In Ireland, the people there speak English, but there is another national language that people can speak, and that's Irish. Irish people are taught this other language from a very young age and use some Irish words when speaking to each other. You would have heard me say Diaive agus falte rov galair earlier on. This means hello and welcome to you all in Irish. We wouldn't usually use that term as it's very long. And when you want to say hello to someone, it's best to keep it short and sweet. So a shorter version for hello that we use is diaguit. Say it with me, diaguit. Of course, knowing how to say hello is brilliant, but you have to learn how to say goodbye as well. I'll teach you that later on, so stay tuned. I mentioned earlier how Ireland is covered with green grass, plants, and trees, which is definitely one of the reasons why green is a symbol for the country of Ireland. This green landscape is due to the large amount of rain Ireland receives each year. And while it gives us a green land, it also gives us an incredible variety of flowers and plants that colour the land with their petals. One such plant is the wild mountain thyme that grows in Ireland and is known for its beautiful pink and purple little flowers that bloom throughout the summer. There's a song that's beloved in Scotland and Ireland named after this summer flowering plant called Wild Mountain Time. I think this song perfectly captures the feeling of summertime here in Ireland. While the summers in Ireland aren't usually that warm, there's still a lot to sing and dance about in nature and the wild. This song is in English, so listen carefully if you'd like to sing the chorus along with me. It goes like this.
Will you go, lassie, go, and we'll all go together to pull wild mountain thyme all around the blue together. Will you go, lassie, go?
It's a lovely song, right? This song is often sung at parties or gatherings in Ireland. One person will sing the verses and everyone else joins in on the chorus. Here's the chorus again.
Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pull wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go?
I'll sing some of the verses for you now, if you'll help me by joining in on the chorus. Don't worry if you can't remember the words, you can just hum. Okay, off I go.
Oh, the summertime is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pull wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? I will build my love a bower by yon clear crystal fountain, and on it I will pile all the flowers of the mountain. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pull wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go?
Wow, that was amazing. Thank you so much for singing along with me. I'm so glad I could share a piece of Irish music and language with you today. Please go out and share this song with friends and wear some green clothes if you have any to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. As well as saying hello and goodbye, Irish people are very good at using their manners. You'll often hear an Irish person saying thank you as they get off the bus to the bus driver when using public transport. So an important phrase to know in Irish is thank you. Gurav Mila Mahagat literally means may there be a thousand goodnesses by you. But it's used in Irish as the phrase for thank you. You might say it slowly with me. Ga Rev Mila Moth Agut. Gurav Mila Mahagat. Let's say it once more together. Ga Rev Mila Ma Agut. Gurav Mila Mahagat. Very good. Now you know how to say hello and thank you in Irish. Along with these simple Irish phrases, the Irish also like to use seanochal. What are seanochal, you might be asking? Well, seanochal are old Irish proverbs full of wisdom, knowledge, and humour. You might already be familiar with proverbs in English, like the grass is always greener on the other side, or the early bird catches the worm. A seanochal, or Irish proverb that I like, is Mull an óga agus chucky sí, which means praise the youth and they will flourish. I'll say it again slowly, as it's a bit difficult to understand, so listen carefully. Mull an óga agus chucky sí. Mull an óga agus chucky sí. What this term really means is to encourage all of you young people and praise you for all the brilliant work you do. Even the fact that you're listening to me right now is amazing, and you should be so proud of yourself that you're taking time to listen and learn about music and different cultures. One more time together. Mull on Oiga Agus Chucky She. Mull on Oiga Agus Chucky She. That was great fun, wasn't it? Now you can impress an Irish person with those little Irish phrases the next time you meet one. Today we learned all about the story of St. Patrick, how the world celebrates him and Ireland, how to say some handy phrases in Irish, and how to sing Wild Mountain Time. Phew, that was a lot. Well done. I promise to teach you how to say goodbye. The Irish for goodbye is Salán Gafoil, which means goodbye for now. I really like this phrase as it implies that it won't be too long until we meet again. So you might say it with me this time. We'll start slow. Salán Gafoil. Salán Gafoil. Amazing work. I'm so glad you could listen and sing along with me. Thank you so much for being a part of my Celtic Corner, and I hope that you have a lovely St. Patrick's Day. Gurav Mila Mokov, agus Salán Gafoil. Abby's Celtic Corner is a production of the International Children's Arts Network. You can learn more at icanradio.org. Special thanks to producer Sarah Zwinklis. Production assistance provided by Stephen Joynson and Kevin Wims. This episode featured guitarist Kevin Wims. The executive producer is Suzanne Nance, and I'm your host, Abby Malloy.